Air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. In a deal brokered by the U.S., life-saving humanitarian aid is headed into Gaza. About 20 trucks of food, water, and other supplies allowed in as a test, brokered during President Biden's trip to the region.
The president says one of his top priorities talking with Israeli leaders, making sure they helped innocent civilians.
If you have an opportunity to alleviate the pain, you should do it, period. And if you don't, you're going to lose credibility worldwide.
President Biden speaking on his way home from Israel, not saying exactly what that country and others can do to help civilians and get hostages, including Americans, freed. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Meantime, the president is planning a nationwide address tonight with questions still surrounding a deadly attack on a hospital in Gaza, widely believed to be from an errant Palestinian militant missile. More than 4,800 people have been killed in the conflict so far. This is ABC News. Dozens of parents whose children died of drug overdoses coming together, taking on a social media platform that they say helped connect their kids with drug dealers.
More than 60 families have joined the suit that claims Snapchat's features, including automatically deleted messages and the My Eyes Only privacy, make illegal activities harder to track. Snap Inc., the owner of Snapchat, responding, saying it uses cutting-edge technology to try and keep users safe and is working hard to stop dealers from abusing our platform and to raise awareness about the dangers of fentanyl.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Higher prices at Netflix.
That basic plan at Netflix jumps $2 to $12. The premium goes to $23. They're keeping the ad-supported tier at $7. Over the last year, the cost of major ad-free streaming services overall has gone up by about 25%.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. I'm Liz Landers, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Senate passed a bill on Tuesday to force state wildlife managers to set a firm numeric goal for the state's wolf population. Prior to the introduction of the bill, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources refused to implement a hard goal, arguing that not implementing a population limit would give them more flexibility in addressing wolf population concerns. The bill, which calls for a statewide population limit of 350 animals, will now head to the State Assembly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has received nearly $17 million in federal funding to enhance operations of the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline. The service answers calls, texts, and chats to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline program. The additional funding will build the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline workforce, strengthen connections between the service, 911 centers, and county programs, and raise awareness of the service through statewide advertising and outreach efforts. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done. over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Let it be.
Yes, Let It Be. That's a brand new version of that song. Did you recognize the voices and the instrumentation? Well, you probably recognize Dolly Parton's voice, right? That's a song from her new album, her version of Let It Be. And I guess now that she's 77 years old, she is officially a rock and roller, because she's got quite a lineup on this album. And in fact, on that version of Let It Be, you probably recognized Paul McCartney's voice, right? Singing along with Dolly. Well, Paul was also playing bass on that song. And who do you think was playing drums? If you said Ringo Starr, you're correct. She has the two remaining, the two surviving Beatles playing on that song with her. Of course, for those of you who are too young to know, that was a big hit for the Beatles back around 1970. And it was their last big hit, by the way. And did you recognize the guitar solo? Did you recognize that guitar? A pretty distinctive sound. That was Peter Frampton playing guitar on that song. And also, as if having McCartney and Ringo Starr and Peter Frampton on your record isn't enough, she also had Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac playing percussion. So a great new version of a great old song from Dolly Parton and the remaining Beatles, Peter Frampton, Mick Fleetwood. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 12 minutes after 9 o'clock right now, it is 44 degrees in Richland Center and 48 degrees in Eau Claire. And the next thing I want to get to here is what happened yesterday. I hope you got to see some of this. And first, let me ask you, what do you think would be happening right now if Donald Trump were president concerning the crisis in Israel, the crisis in the Middle East? How would he be handling the situation? It's kind of hard to imagine what could be happening. But fortunately, we have a man in the White House who understands the significance of the president of the United States and how the president can make a difference in what happens around the world. Joe Biden yesterday went into Israel. He went into a war zone. And he wanted the people of the world to know that the United States stands with Israel, but he also wanted the people of the world to know that it's important for Israel to contain its emotion at this very emotional time. And to give you some idea of what went on yesterday, I found a pretty good analysis in the Washington Post. And this piece has a headline that says, Biden in Israel hits notes of loyalty, emotion, and caution in an extraordinary moment. An 80-year-old president flies into a war zone. This piece was posted late yesterday by Matt Visser. It says, in an emotional speech carried live across Israel and around the world, President Biden sought to embody America's ties to the Jewish state with his own presence, channeling empathy, anger, profound loss, and bracing optimism. He reached deep into history, recounting the timelessness of Moses and lessons from the Torah. And he referenced more recent events, noting how the September 11th, 2001 attacks triggered, quote, shock, pain, rage, and all-consuming rage, end quote, among Americans. It was an extraordinary moment in Biden's tenure as the 80-year-old president landed in the midst of a region torn by violence and chaos, in an effort to showcase America's loyalties, warn hostile actors, and perhaps underline his own fitness as commander-in-chief. He even reached into his own lengthy biography, 50 years ago, the young Senator Biden was meeting with Golda Meir, the Israeli prime minister, and they were posing for pictures after she had shown him maps intended to demonstrate Israel's vulnerability on the precipice of the Yom Kippur War. Quote, "She said to me, 'Why do you look so worried, Senator Biden?'" Biden recalled in a story he's repeated often. "And I said, 'Worried? Like, of course I'm worried.' And she looked at me, she said, 'We don't worry, Senator. We Israelis have a secret weapon. We have nowhere else to go.'" End quote. Biden turned back to the present, He said, "Today I say to all of Israel, the United States isn't going anywhere either. We're going to stand with you. We'll walk beside you in those dark days. We'll walk beside you in the good days to come, and they will come." End quote. It was a remarkable moment at a remarkable time. Biden is the first American president or president to visit Israel at a time of war. There were unusual security challenges with reporters asked not to disclose real-time locations, and with air raid sirens blaring over Tel Aviv minutes after Biden's plane departed Wednesday evening. He was originally supposed to fly to Jordan and meet with Arab leaders, but that leg of the trip was canceled after a blast rocked the Al-Ahli Hospital in Gaza, prompting angry protests in the Arab world. Biden's aides saw the trip in part as a rebuttal to questions about his age. He was born about 6 years before the country of Israel and recounts events from five decades ago, and as a way to showcase the strengths of a president who prides himself on his foreign policy know-how. The president's trip also provided a split screen that Biden's supporters hope plays in his favor. On Wednesday, House Republicans again devolved into chaos after failing to elect a House Speaker, and Biden's leading 2024 opponent, Donald Trump, was in a trial over fraud allegations. Biden, after an overnight 10-hour flight, was in the country for less than 8 hours before a long flight back to Washington. 9:18, got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Once upon a time there lived a man, many years ago in a foreign land. Knew how to live right, tried to be a light, gave everybody a helping hand. I'm gonna try to be that way. I'm gonna try to be that way. Do the kind of thing a man ought to do.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High of 57, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 38. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs around 62. Daytime highs approaching 55, Saturday under mainly cloudy skies, 53 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 50.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Up to your expectations, neither are you here to live up to mine. Yeah, I don't owe no one, no obligation, no one owe me none, so everything is fine. I said,
I am. Peter Tosh, born on this date in 1944, one of the original Wailers, for those of you that don't know that. He and Bunny Wailer left the group, and Peter Tosh formed a new Bob Marley and the Wailers. You can look that history up if you want to. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 24 minutes after 9 o'clock now on this Thursday morning. We got 49 degrees in Amory, also 49 degrees in Hayward. And just before the break, we were discussing the trip yesterday by the President of the United States, Joe Biden, to Israel, flying into a combat zone, a dangerous place, and letting the world know that the United States stands by Israel, but also warning Israel not to let their emotions get the best of them. He said that reminding everybody that the United States made some mistakes after we were attacked in 2001. And I was going over a piece from the Washington Post. I left off here where it said Biden, after an overnight 10-hour flight, was in the country for less than 8 hours before a long flight back to Washington. The whirlwind visit had some of the hallmarks of his surprise visit or his surprise trip to Kyiv earlier this year, when he sneaked into the war-torn country in the middle of the night and was in the city when an air raid siren went off. It was also reminiscent of his trip last month to India and Vietnam, when he circumnavigated the globe in 4 days. Such trips can test the stamina of aides and reporters half his age, and Biden, too, sometimes appears to feel the impact. On Wednesday, his memory seemed to lapse as he recalled one of his most frequently cited quotes, which he attributes to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And even though I'm not close to 80 years old, I know how that happens. Sometimes you're on a track and you're going to say something and then you kind of lose what you were going to say. But that happens as you get older. And here's the quote. When Biden stumbled a little bit, he said, he wrote a line that I think is appropriate. He said, it's not, we lead not just, well, I won't go into it. I'll wait until later. I'm taking too much time. Shortly after, he found the phrase. He said, it's just not the example of our power. It's the power of our example. End quote. The Israeli trip allowed Biden to showcase the power of the American presidency in dramatic fashion. He announced, for example, that his military had ordered 2 aircraft carriers, the USS Gerald R. Ford and USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, into the region. He sought to speak with authority. Quote, I've made wartime decisions. I know the choices are never clear or easy for the leadership. There's always costs. But I caution this. While you feel that rage, don't be consumed by it. End quote. Other portions of the trip were quintessential Biden. He quoted an Irish poet, William Butler Yeats. He referenced a Hebrew saying, though not in the original, saying, I'm not going to attempt to do it because I'm such a terrible linguist. End quote. He spoke of the difficulty of losing a loved one, as he often does, but with added context for a Jewish audience, saying, I know you feel like there's that black hole in the middle of your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it. The survivor's remorse, the anger, the questions of faith in your soul, staring at that empty chair, sitting Shiva, the first Sabbath without them. End quote. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. In a deal brokered by the U.S., life-saving humanitarian aid is headed into Gaza. About 20 trucks of food, water, and other supplies allowed in as a test, brokered during President Biden's trip to the region.
The president says one of his top priorities talking with Israeli leaders, making sure they helped innocent civilians.
If you have an opportunity to alleviate the pain, you should do it, period. And if you don't, you're going to lose credibility worldwide.
President Biden speaking on his way home from Israel, not saying exactly what that country and others can do to help civilians and get hostages, including Americans, freed. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Meantime, the president is planning a nationwide address tonight with questions still surrounding a deadly attack on a hospital in Gaza, widely believed to be from an errant Palestinian militant missile and not an Israeli attack. This is ABC News.
For For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Senate this week approved a bill banning gender-affirming care for trans minors. Now passed by both the Assembly and Senate, the bill will head to Governor Tony Evers, who has already promised to veto the measure and any other anti-LGBTQ plus legislation. A coalition of healthcare groups also spoke against the bill, saying, quote, "Removing the ability for youth and their families to access this affirming care in Wisconsin will negatively impact these young people's well-being." Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Patience Rogensack is fighting a subpoena to appear in court regarding advice she provided Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on the potential impeachment of newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz. According to an Associated Press report, former Justice Rogensack called the subpoena unreasonable and oppressive. Both she and Assembly Speaker Voss have refused to disclose what the advice that she provided was. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Coming down,
coming down,
coming down,
coming down,
to
Yes, it is the sweet sounds. The sweet sounds of heaven. The Rolling Stones. From that album that's going to be coming out tomorrow called Hackney Diamonds. It's their first album of new music. Quite a few years. I think it's like 16 years or something. 18 years. Something like that. But there are quite a few special guests on this record. And did you recognize the female vocalist on that song, Sweet Sounds of Heaven? If you said Lady Gaga, you're correct. And I'm not a big Lady Gaga fan, but I would have to say that she never sounded so good, as far as I've heard, as she does on that song. Also on this album, Elton John, Paul McCartney. Hey, didn't we just hear Paul McCartney singing with Dolly Parton a little while ago? He's all over the place these days. Also on this album, Stevie Wonder. I believe that was him playing piano on that song that we just heard. And for the first time in 30 years, Bill Wyman, longtime bass player with the Stones, the original bass player for all those years, back with the Stones playing on this record. First time in, 30 years, it says. And yeah, it does look like the last album by the Stones of new material was in 2005. So what's that, 18 years? That was the Bigger Bang album. And also on this album, the new Stones album being released tomorrow, the final couple of tracks featuring Charlie Watts, drummer for the Stones. Man, sounds like it's going to be a great album. In fact, it is getting pretty good reviews. Very good reviews from what I've seen so far. Music from the Rolling Stones getting us back into the Stu Daniels Show on a Thursday morning. It's 51 degrees in La Crosse right now and 49 degrees in Richland Center. And I do have some breaking news to get to in a few minutes concerning another co-defendant in the Georgia voting interference case of Donald Trump. Another co-defendant of his pleading guilty. This is breaking news. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. Before we do, I want to finish this story from the Washington Post about the president's visit yesterday to Israel. A remarkable visit, a remarkable trip. Extraordinary for an 80-year-old president to fly into a combat zone like that, show support, offer words of encouragement and caution. And I'll finish this piece here from the Washington Post. It says he, the president, met Israeli first responders and families affected by the Hamas attack, something that Netanyahu has faced criticism for being too slow to do. God love you, he told one survivor. He also met a young woman who had saved people in her kibbutz and hugged her after hearing her story through an interpreter. At one point, Biden could be heard recounting the story of when his wife and children were injured in a car accident. In fact, they weren't just injured. His wife died, and his daughter. He whispered throughout the visit with these relatives of people who are either dead or missing. He met with Inbal Liederman, or Lieberman, a 25-year-old woman who, as head of security, helped to organize the successful defense of her kibbutz. She met President Biden met a retired general, Noam Tibon, who drove south to save his son, Amir, and many others in their community. Netanyahu effusively welcomed Biden, greeting him at the airport and embracing him on the tarmac. Quote, I want to thank you for coming here today and for the unequivocal support you've given Israel over these trying times, said Netanyahu, whose relations with Biden have not always been friendly. He said, we see your support and your steadfast commitment to provide us with the tools we need to defend ourselves. End quote. Biden sought to use his presence and America's prestige to urge Israel to minimize civilian casualties. During a refueling stop at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, he made a rare trip back to the press cabin and told reporters that he had made progress on a 30-minute call with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Egypt, he said, was going to help facilitate sending 20 trucks with humanitarian aid into Gaza. Biden cast the news as a capstone to the trip, recounting that there had been a lengthy debate about whether he should make the visit in the first place, with fears of potential failure. Quote, "Not many people thought we could get this done, and not many people want to be associated with failure," he said. "Had we gone and this failed, then you know the United States failed, the Biden presidency fails, etc., which would be a legitimate criticism. I thought it was worth taking the chance to get it done," he said. "I came to get something done. I got it done." End quote. President Joe Biden, talking about his trip yesterday to Israel. 9:43, almost 9:44. Let's talk about the breaking news now. I got this at MSN.com. It is a story from ABC News. It says, Sidney Powell pleads guilty in Georgia election interference case. This is breaking news. Sidney Powell, one of 18 co-defendants in former President Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia, is in court Thursday morning taking a plea deal in the case. She's pleading to 6 misdemeanor charges, according to the agreement read in court. She will get 12 months of probation for each count, as well as a $6,000 fine. The plea comes a day before she was scheduled to go on trial along with co-defendant Kenneth Cheesebro. As part of the plea agreement, Powell must, quote, testify truthfully about any co-defendants involved in the matter and provide all documents to the district attorney's office relevant to their case against the other co-defendants, according to Judge Scott McAfee. Powell is not to have any communication with any of the co-defendants in the case or members of the media. She will also have to write an apology letter to the people of the state of Georgia, which you have already satisfied, McAfee said. Powell, Cheesebro, Trump, and 16 others pleaded not guilty in August to all charges in a sweeping racketeering indictment for alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in the state of Georgia. Powell, a former Trump campaign attorney, is accused of helping tamper with voting machines in Coffee County. She's the second defendant in the case to strike a plea agreement after Scott Hall took a plea deal in which he pleaded guilty to tampering with voting machine equipment. So that's the breaking news out of Georgia, Sidney Powell pleading guilty, and now she's going to have to spill the beans. It'll be interesting to see what she has to say. 9:46, let's take a break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Myself into this twilight zone. This is the madhouse. destination unknown. Double-cross messenger, all alone.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 57, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, lows around 38. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs around 62. Dry and cooler Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the lower 50s to the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 50.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
You preach a man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. You are the people and you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold, and half a story has never been told. So now we see the light, we gonna stand up for our rights. Come on,
get up, stand up,
brothers,
stand up for your rights.
Come on,
get up, stand up,
sisters. I'm begging you to
get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up.
I said don't give up the fight. Cause you know most people think a great God will come from the skies and take away every little thing and left everybody dry. Right here on earth, and now we see the light. We gonna stand up for our rights. Come on,
get up, stand up.
Don't make them push you around.
Stand up for your rights.
Come on, brothers,
get up, stand up.
Be brave now,
don't give up the fight.
I say,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Stand up.
Don't give up to the fight. Sick and tired of this game of technology. Humbly asking Jesus for his mercy. We know, we understand.
God's a living man. You fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And now we see the light, we gonna stand up for our rights. Come on, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Come on, our brothers, get up, stand up.
Yeah, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. It is music from Peter Tosh, his version of Get Up, Stand Up from his We Equal Rights album. Peter Tosh, born on this date, October 19th, 1944. Hey, the next thing I want to get to is something we mentioned at the top of the show when I was going over the headlines. A family of four bobcats had been spotted in Adams County, just north of Wisconsin Dells. And whenever I see stories about bobcats, it always makes me want to see what's going on, because my college alma mater, the mascot, was a bobcat. Yep, at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, we were the OU Bobcats. So whenever I see a story about bobcats, it piques my interest and makes me want to see what's going on. And evidently, bobcats are pretty common in Wisconsin, even though we don't see them very often. And it's because they're sneaking around at nighttime when nobody's looking. And I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This was just updated. It says 21 hours ago. It says a Milwaukee area man recorded four bobcats on a trail camera near his Wisconsin cabin. Milwaukee area resident David Tadachek spotted a wild surprise on his trail camera early Tuesday afternoon. A family of four bobcats on the property of his Adams County cabin in central Wisconsin. While Tadachek has seen bobcats on his trail cams before, he said it's unusual to see them during the day, especially in a group. He said, I did have a video a couple of years ago that had four in there too, but I think it's rare because I only see a group like that once every couple of years. Tadachek said he's also seen individual bobcats on his property in person. His quote, he said, I just think I got to make sure my cats are inside. He said lightheartedly, it's just something neat to see. So how common are the bobcats in Wisconsin? Well, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, bobcats, quote, evasive nature leads many to believe that this species is rare, when in fact, bobcats are quite common in Wisconsin, end quote. There are breeding populations of bobcats in both the northern and southern portions of the state. Most male bobcats make their home within a 25-mile range, while females roam about a 15-mile range, the DNR says. As of 2019, the DNR estimated 3,500 bobcats live north of Highway 64, while southern Wisconsin has a sizable number that is being closely studied. DNR fur bearer research scientist Nathan Roberts said in 2019 that enough is known of the species distribution in the state for him to say that bobcats are found in all 72 Wisconsin counties. The average bobcat weighs about 20 to 30 pounds. And despite their small size, bobcats are capable of taking down prey as large as adult white-tailed deer. So can you hunt bobcats in Wisconsin? Yes, you can. And you can trap bobcats as well, so long as you have the proper permit, and do so during bobcat season. Why would you want to kill a bobcat, though? That's my question. Applications for those hunting permits must be submitted to the DNR by the annual deadline, which this year was August 1st. The application fee for a bobcat permit is $6. And I would say if we want to raise some revenue, maybe that's a good place to start raising that bobcat fee a little bit if it's only $6 to be allowed to kill a bobcat. Hey, that's where we're going to end it for today. It's 9:58. I hope you have a great day today. I hope you learned something during the show today. Do something nice for someone, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Be the start of a break-in.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one. Introducing 24/7 LiveGuard protection, only from Simply Safe. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan.